Report: President Biden yet again incorrectly claims son Beau died in Iraq. By Paul Bois on May 23, 2023. President Joe Biden used the backdrop of a conversation with U.S. servicemen to once again falsely claim his late son Beau died in the Iraq War. The president reportedly made his claim during a visit with troops at Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni in Japan last Thursday. "My son was a major in the U.S. Army. We lost him in Iraq," he reportedly said. According to the New York Post, the traveling press corps were kept far enough away that the remarks were inaudible. The White House press office did not put out an official transcript, almost allowing the error to escape public notice, according to the Post. As Breitbart News reported, the president made a similar claim in 2022 while giving a speech in Colorado to designate Camp Hale as a national monument. He had been discussing the many sacrifices that soldiers make before citing his son Beau as an example. "I say this as a father of a man and won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq," Biden said. The following month, the president once again claimed that Iraq is where my son died. Although Biden's son did serve in Iraq, he died of brain cancer in 2015, as Breitbart News reported. The gaffe followed comments he made in late September of that year where he appeared to call out for now-deceased Representative Jackie Walorski, RN, when giving a speech at a White House event. "Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?" Biden asked. Breitbart News reported last week about a new Yahoo News/YouGov poll showing 82% of Americans have concerns about the president's mental health. The poll published on Wednesday noted Biden's second term would begin when he is 82 if he is re-elected and asked respondents, "Is Biden too old for another term as president?" Breitbart News reported. A majority of 64% of Americans, including 48% of Democrats and 69% of independents, say he is too old. Conversely, just 36% of Democrats and 9% of independents help comprise the 21% of Americans who think he is not too old, it added. Despite this, 52% of Democrats and left-leaning independents want Biden as their nominee versus a third of the demographic who prefer another candidate. When voters were asked about their concerns regarding Joe Biden's health and mental acuity, a strong majority had doubts, with roughly 82% of respondents saying they hold concerns to varying degrees, including 44% who are very concerned. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.